This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, a room of his own. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Do you have privacy in your rental storage unit? This case got started when Eric was stopped after he made a fast turn that took him into the wrong lane. Eric and his girlfriend Brittany were arrested after the officer ran the vehicle license plate and found that both had outstanding felony warrants. In the car, the officers found drug paraphernalia, tools, knives, and a black purse containing Shannon's identification along with a rental storage unit in her name. Brittany said she found the purse in the parking lot of a Walmart, but when police contacted Shannon, she told them the purse had been in her husband's car when it was stolen and that she never rented a storage unit. Shannon signed a consent form allowing police to search the unit, which turned up firearms, which sealed Eric's fate. Eric claimed he had a reasonable expectation of privacy in his storage unit, and the court agreed that's generally true. But when you rent a storage unit using someone else's stolen identity, your expectation of privacy immediately disappears. So Eric is now headed for his own personal storage unit, where his expectation of privacy will be completely barred. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.